motherfuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What up, Shannon? Always start it louder. Start it loud and then drop it as we come in. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's a Wednesday morning. Good morning. Good morning, West Coast drivers. Good morning, East Coasters, sitting at your fucking desk at the job you hate, listening to a podcast. I know you hate your job. If you're at work right now and you're listening to the Real Ass Podcast, you are proving that you hate your horseshit job.
And you're pretty useless to whatever company you work for.
What are you doing right now? You're listening to this, and there's people right now that need to be served fucking breakfast burritos, and you're listening to the Real Ass Podcast. You cunt. You should be fired, in fact. In fact, you know what?
We're reporting you to HR.
We really should. The homosexual retard department. That's an ongoing bit we have here. At Gas Digital, the HR department, we hired a gay guy that's retarded. And he handles all the issues here at Gas Digital.
Just to cover your bases.
Yeah, you know.
And then you let him on the podcast.
Bruno Alza.
There you go.
Shit, we did a guest attack on that one. That was fire. Stop the song. Give him a fucking guest attack. You fucking blonde idiot. Whoa, new guest attack. Who was that made by?
It's by Matthew D.
Matthew D, you fucking bitch. You just won yourself the brand new Real Ass Podcast 3D t-shirt. Throw it up on the screen, Shannon. It's a big deal.
Nice.
You're so excited over that drop.
Dude, that was fucking retarded. That was a really good drop right there. The guest attack drop is now on par with the Louis J. Gomez attack drop and the Zach attack drop. There we go. That's the shirt. Brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt available on merchpump.com. So that's the way you, here's the thing, guys, it's the way you plug and promote yourself. I'm teaching you guys are young comics, young podcasters from another country. You guys just got podcasting in Ireland, so we're going to talk about that in just a second. I'm teaching you guys, as well as the audience as well, on how to do this, okay? Because what you do is, it seems like I just gave something away. Like I just gave away a brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt, which is beautiful. It looks like it's in 3D. It's a really nice shirt. But what I'm doing is I'm doing a few things. Number one, I'm promoting the brand new Real Ass Podcast t-shirt. Mm-hmm. See, people don't even realize that. The whole time, that was just a plug for my
that
brand new shirt.
Thing, it was all just an elaborate
setup. These dumb cunts listening have no idea.
They're stupid. They don't get it.
You fucking idiots.
Look, Shannon, edit this part out, but they're fucking dumb. All of them. Fucking fools.
You don't have high... My intellect's listening to the Real
no, they're
podcast.
The dumbest
no?
people in the country, guys. Wow. I'm Shannon,
half
you don't
of them
edit
are
going
to click the site to look at the shirt and accidentally buy it. Like, that's how dumb they are.
Wow. Shannon, you edit this out or it's a big deal, okay? We'll lose all of our fan
the
base.
The secret's behind that.
You don't fucking, okay? Just make that like a little bit of a, like a little like pop-up thing that says technical difficulties and then go back out, okay?
So when you're selling your shirts, do you accept EBT?
Obviously, that's all they have. That's all my fans have. So anyway, that was a problem. But also, on top of all of it, this guy made me a drop, which is probably worth a couple $100 at least. I give him a fucking shirt. For me, it's worth like $4.
Hell yeah.
So that's it. That's fucking brilliant. It's all right there. And then on top of all of that, for the past 4.5 minutes, we've been entertaining the fuck out of these idiots.
It's a tough game.
Fuck!
These dopes.
What, Shannon? What is your problem? Oh, Finnerty has to eat his mic a little bit more.
Yeah, please, thank you.
Yeah, Finnerty, get the mic close to your face. These are microphones, cool. Sean. I know
in Ireland, you guys
are a third world country.
Talking
you guys
into
don't
sheep.
Have, yeah, what, yeah, I don't know what you guys have there. We'll talk about Irish culture today, so we're going to learn a little bit about that.
I doubt we're very dumb.
No, you guys are good dudes, and I think you're I don't know, Colm.
No.
Colm Tyrell.
Tyrell.
Tyrell, sorry.
Sorry.
No,
well, just don't want any of the listeners thinking I'm black.
I like this guy already. I met him in
Tyrell Column does sound like a black porn star.
my uncle's name was Tyrell. So Tyrone Tyrell.
Tyrone Tyrell. That's a fucking solid name right there.
Yeah.
Look, Shannon's wet.
And he got murdered, I think. So he, you know.
So he lived up to it.
Yeah, he lived up to the name. Exactly. Murdered by drug dealers.
Column Tyrell, welcome to the show. Thank you. Sean Finnerty is here. You guys probably know Sean Finnerty from the Roastmasters, and that which is now officially Comedy Fight Club has taken over the Roastmasters slot. Last night was the debut episode. Great stuff. You guys both host a podcast called Smack Me Bitch Up, which is just a hilarious name.
It's about feminism.
Is it? It's
dog training. So feminism.
They're not smacking them down. They're smacking them up.
You gotta smack them up.
It's about uplifting spousal abuse.
That's very good. What is the deal with you guys? I'm assuming were you guys friends in Ireland as comedians and then came here?
We met over here.
We met at a mic at the Creek in the Cave, actually.
You were like, wait a minute, this is supposed to be my thing.
Yeah. He was doing a bad English impression at the time.
Hello.
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you, governor.
What are you doing, your man? Yeah, it's a real whole thing.
But so you guys didn't know each other before you met here in New York City, which is kind of weird. I mean, look, that is a very unique thing. There's not many Irish accented comedians in the comedy scene. There's a few.
And we just don't get along with a lot of Americans, you know. So it's just
is that true?
It's just easier.
True.
It's just easier to be friends.
We definitely get along with each other more than Americans.
Yeah.
You're from different areas in Ireland though, because I never even realized it was different sounding Irish accents.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that now that you have a different
Yeah.
A different sounding accent.
This is the country boy.
I'm more the Conor McGregor esque.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a hot garbage cokehead.
Yeah.
And
you got to run, but
and
I don't think
so
that's something to do with the
a different place.
Yeah, you're just doing it in a fucking barn.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. That's real. Look, dude, this is fucking, that's really cool that you guys ended up linking up. You guys got a podcast. For real, what is the podcast about?
It's just us talking shit.
Just some mad shit.
Well, we didn't want it to be about Anne because we wanted people to listen because they think we're entertaining when we're racist and whatever else we do jokes about.
Yeah.
Rather than have it about, you know, fucking history or whatever, and then you have all these history nerds.
Yeah,
we wanted to build a fan base over time. So
okay, so you wanted
do
racist.
What we do. Yeah,
you said
exactly.
You that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Racist like jokes. People are like racist jokes.
It is, and then there is people go like, well, no, it's not a racist joke; it's a racial joke. I like a good racist joke. I don't mind if there is real racism involved. Like we just talked about that story the other day where the hackers hacked. The maps on a few different apps, and they changed the name of New York to Jewtropolis.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Now, for me, if that was an actual fucking Nazi, that could have been fucking 120-year-old Hitler hanging out in South America right now. And
good for him for staying up to date with technology.
Yeah, dude. Jewtropolis. Yeah. Now, whether that's based off of real racism, if the person who wrote that did it because they hate Jews,
I don't care.
It might even be funny. You're goddamn right.
It is funnier.
I have no problem with it. So the proof is real racism can be funny. I have no problem with racist jokes. You guys, you're white, though. You're at a disadvantage here. This is the truth. In 2018, you're white men, and you're particularly white. Do you think the accent enables you guys to get away with more?
We get a bit of leeway.
Do you?
I think we get a little bit, yeah. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. I think it travels more throughout the country. We probably get less in New York than we do everywhere else.
Yeah, I think that it is pretty crazy because the big story right now is Norm Macdonald got pulled from the Tonight Show. When was this supposed to be? Was this tonight? Maybe. I don't know. Find out. Give me some details on this. Norm Macdonald gets pulled from Tonight Show because he did an interview with somebody and he defended Louis and Roseanne. And I guess the part of the interview in question was he said something along the lines of, like, Louis and Roseanne lost everything in one day, which is like fucking heavy. And it's like, you know, the victims didn't have to deal with that. That's what he said, which is sort of like,
right.
I don't know how much fucking, how funny. I didn't hear the interview. If there's an excerpt.
It was,
I think it was a Hollywood Reporter print interview.
Oh,
it was a print
interview.
So you don't even know what.
I don't even know the context. Look, he's not wrong.
His tone.
He's not wrong. Even if he's not kidding, even I don't know if the tone was joking at all. Like,
it's hard to tell when it's print, you know?
Because there's truth to that statement.
It's hard to tell when it's Norm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They also did two vastly different things, you know?
Oh, yes, they really did. And also, Roseanne did almost nothing.
Yeah.
Louis did almost nothing too, but I guess what Louis did was actually creepy and fucking. I mean, what do you want to say? What did he do? He jerked off in front of a few chicks.
Isn't it so funny how you have to like change your mindset as time goes on? Like 10 years ago, you would have been like, ah, that was a good laugh. Do you remember when he wanked in front of those chicks?
10 years ago, I would have done it so I could tell people about it. Now I'm like,
yeah.
When all these reports come out, I'm scanning my brain going, all right.
What have I done?
That was Louis's.
Now I got to put on the Louis theme when I do it.
That was Louis's
so
only
they know
mistake.
I'm being ironic.
Louis's only mistake is he should have admitted it as soon as it happened, because that shit was cool in 2005. You know?
Yeah, and if he admitted it back then and been like, I mean, yeah, like I like to jerk off in front of chicks. It's my weird sexual deviancy. I ask them. I'm not. Right. Forcing anybody to look at me. It's like, I'm sorry, am I going to take every perversion and every deviancy that you have and scrutinize it and put it under a microscope? No,
you would have been fine.
You know, it's fucking crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. You know, the Roseanne thing, when you look at what Roseanne did, she called, let's say Roseanne truly didn't think she was white, because she freaked out saying she thought she was white, right?
Yeah,
let's say she really knew the chick was black, and it wasn't a reference to the movie, and she wasn't saying exactly what the truth is, which is that woman did look like Helen Bonham Carter's character from Planet of the Apes. It's a fucking fact. Do you know the character?
No, I don't actually.
Okay, pull up Helen Bonham Carter in Planet of the Apes, and then pull up the woman that Roseanne said looks like she's from Planet of the Apes. Okay, because in my opinion, after looking at this, if I was a jury and she was truly on a fucking a criminal trial here, I would look at the evidence here, and they would go, okay, let's present this evidence. This is the woman. Okay, hold on. I'll wait for them to find it.
And if this woman was in a lineup with 9 apes, I'd put it on the jury to decide.
Yeah, it's one of those screens where they go, can you point to the jury which ape?
We can't be taking it this long to pull up these fucking things.
Stop flinging shit at us.
Yeah, this. Just pull up the fucking woman, Harrington.
Grab this girl by the hair.
Helen Bonham Carter at Planet of the Apes. It's crazy. We talk about it probably twice a week. You should just have it on a fucking tab. This is the woman, okay?
Right. All
Valerie
right.
Jarrett. And this is the Planet of the Apes, Helen Bonham Carter. I mean,
yeah.
Potato, patata.
I mean, yeah.
It's not there flat.
What do you want me to say here?
Bit of a flat
the woman
no,
in question.
No, you know what? Actually, the haircut's a little different.
Well, she's wearing glasses.
Can we get Helen Bonham Carter in a blue shirt just so we can really?
Yeah, that would probably.
I think it's the shirt that's throwing me.
There we go.
Yeah, they both got those sort of like, am I a lesbian?
They got high cheekbones. I'm telling you right now, I really truly believe her when she says that, and it's only because she actually looks like that character.
Yeah, right.
It's not a fucking.
It's not a stretch. It's
she
not,
also doesn't look like a black woman. She
no,
looks
she
like
doesn't.
An old white lady. What do you want me to say here? I don't even give a shit. Fine. Fuck Roseanne. Fire her. I don't actually care. Okay. Right. But let's look at what she did. She said Valerie Jarrett looks like she came off the movie Planet of the Apes, or that some to that effect, right? Mm-hmm. Valerie Jarrett's the victim there. Mm. All she dealt with was that tweet from Roseanne.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Boo fucking who? Cry me a fucking river.
Have
that's
a banana
it?
And get over it.
Go cry up your tree or wherever monkeys live.
Listen, sit on your tire swing and think about it.
Listen to me. How do you feel? Tell me in sign language. That's it. All she had to deal with was a fucking joke. And in the worst case scenario, a racist joke from a famous comedian. Boo fucking who? Mm-hmm. Okay. What Roseanne dealt with in a day was losing millions and millions and millions of dollars. Let's just say that. Losing a lot of friends in the industry, losing a lot of people. She's moving to fucking Israel now. She had to become a real Jew. That's a lot.
Yeah,
a real Jew. Now she's a fucking straight up going to Israel. It's a whole other thing, okay?
I didn't even Palestine. Know she was a Jew in the first place.
Right.
Fucking sneaky Jews.
Right? They really are sometimes.
That's why she got away with so much, because she's a big, hefty Jew.
She's one of them.
Right,
but who?
When you put him on a old, even if Norm was serious, I don't even know if he was. I don't know the context. I don't know how he said it. But yeah, losing millions of dollars is worse than having somebody making a monkey joke about you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah. People make Ninja Turtle jokes about me on the internet daily. Okay, they tint my skin green. They fucking put a fucking red thing over my face. And it's a common thing that happens on the internet daily, and it's pretty goddamn funny. You're right, okay? Did it hurt my feelings the first 30 times? Sure it did. Okay?
But you know what? 200 times.
Yeah, still I'll a never little get bit. Sick of people tweeting me pictures of the Violator from Spawn.
Look at this.
It's funny every time.
Lewis shouldn't have brought this up. This is a Reddit thread because now it's all anybody can fucking talk about now. And fine, I'm a little Ninja Turtle-y, okay?
I'll say one thing. That turtle has nice teeth.
He really does. Yeah. By the way, so do I.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yeah, I started using charcoal toothpaste. We have to get a sponsor on the show with charcoal toothpaste. It's fucking incredible. I mean, I had stains on my bottom teeth that were starting to come in, and I was freaking out about them. And then my girlfriend told me to switch to charcoal toothpaste. Dude, I'm so excited about showing my smile now.
What about, do you love receding gum lines, no? Am I the only one here now who's...
Receding gum lines?
Yeah, the gum going up into my,
What are you talking about? Well, you have shitty Irish teeth, I'm sure, though.
Like, that's
it's probably a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah, so I can't brush my teeth with toothpaste. That's a lie. No, I can't use that charcoal stuff.
Wait, why can't you?
Because it wears down your gum. Like,
the charcoal wears down your gums?
Apparently, yeah.
No.
But if your gums are healthy.
I got some nice gums, don't
you? That's
turtle.
Got them turtle gums.
It's a diet of
maggots or
shrimp. What did I feed my turtles? Nothing. Remember, I killed
pizza.
Them.
Yeah. You ate pizza.
Pizza. Yeah.
You never seen the show. You're in.
That is true.
Pepperoni.
So yeah, look. All right, let's see. If you do decide to use activated charcoal toothpaste, dentists agree that you should do so cautiously and sparingly. What? I'm using it every day.
Washing your face.
Squeezing the tube into my mouth. Remember that charcoal is an abrasive ingredient, and frequent use could wear down the enamel on your teeth. That's why certain people should avoid activated charcoal toothpaste altogether. Okay, guys, don't.
Genetically weak.
Don't use charcoal toothpaste. I'm so sorry. Remember when I told people.
I don't think that's what your girlfriend meant when she said she was brushing her teeth with charcoal.
Oh, you fuck.
Tyrone Tyrell, back from the dead.
Tyrone Tyrell. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, I told my fans I was on a diet for a little while. I was eating a lot of tuna, and I was like, "Dude, you could eat canned tuna 3 meals a day." I mean, I said a show, and I had to come out the next episode.
You confidently said it.
I mean, you should have seen. And people were asking me for diet advice because I lost like fucking. I've lost over 100 pounds. Like I know how to lose weight, and fucking people were like really trusting me. And then the next episode, this one we're doing 1 a week as well. So a week later,
after people had already had 21 cans of tuna.
Yeah, people. I had to come back on an issue, sort of like, "Hey, don't do that statement because that can give you mercury poisoning."
Oh yeah. Why would I eat in fucking tin?
Yeah, you don't want to eat canned tuna and brush your teeth with charcoal. Like that whole life.
Don't be eating tuna. Don't be eating thermometers. It's gonna fuck you up.
Be good. So Norm Macdonald defended Roseanne and Louis, and
Hardwick.
And Hardwick, too. What did he say about Hardwick?
That he said that Hardwick was the tipping point where he lost everything over an accusation that looked to be nothing.
Yeah, and I guess he was glad that the Me Too stuff is sort of slowing down. And the reason it's slowing down is because people are lazy fucks, right? And they want to move on to the next thing and they get bored. Yeah, if they get too much of it, it's actually good.
Yeah.
Mm. It's good that, you know, look, I gotta be honest with you. I don't really know any of these people who are affected by Me Too, like Louis and fucking Aziz and all these. I'm just like, dude, fuck them. I don't really care.
Right.
No. You know, more, I don't think it should happen, but at the same time, in a weird way, it has to happen to somebody. And the more that happens, the more people get desensitized to it and the more people are going to start looking at each case for what they are. I think if Louis happened today after Chris Hardwick and after Aziz versus before, he might not have gotten as much trouble.
Oh, you think?
I think so. I think if Aziz and Chris Hardwick happened and they were sort of let off the hook because people looked at the cases and were there like, wait a minute, hold on, let's not really fucking freak out. Right. Louis, it was sort of the thing that set everything off with Kumail. Cosby was the one that set everything off with the comedians.
What did Cosby do?
he was a pioneer of comedy, one of the best.
One of the greats.
One of the greats, baby.
I'll tell you this much. You know what?
They had to hang up his sweater in the rafters.
They retired it.
Like a jersey.
Yeah. Where is that? Where do I get to see this?
Cosby, you know what? You got to say what you got to say, but it's... It takes a lot of ingredients to make a cake. I'll say that much. Right. Some of those ingredients don't taste too good. But at the end of the day, that cake is pretty sweet.
Listen, I don't get the analogy.
But chocolate cake.
Listen, don't eat cake if you're trying to lose weight, no matter what.
That is true. Or canned tuna.
Or canned tuna.
It's not going to work. So look, how do we feel about this? Now, this is what the industry is doing as well, is they're making people afraid to even have an opinion on these things. Mm-hmm. So now you can't even have an opinion on Louis or you get Me Too'd. You can't even, if you don't agree with the narrative that he's a fucking rapist piece of shit, and if he's one of Norm's old friends, this is what he was saying. It was like, Norm and Roseanne are my old friends. You know, I'm looking at it from a different perspective. These are good people that I know on a very personal level.
Right.
And, you know, I'm saying from my perspective that maybe it wasn't completely fair what happened, and people will destroy you for that. And so now what they do is they silence everybody. In one swipe, the Tonight Show has silenced all comedians, because I guarantee you there's not many comedians. There was already very few that were defending anybody. But now people are going, oh my God, I got to fucking... You know, if I say something, I'm not going to get on late night now. I wrote a tweet today. Shannon, pull up my tweet about the Tonight Show.
But while you're at the Twitter, I think Norm came out and said something on Twitter where he said everyone's misinterpreting what I've said.
Let me see what he said as well. This is the tweet that I said, that I put out. Pull it up on Twitter. It's the respect for the Tonight Show. Got to respect the Tonight Show for taking this enormous issue and standing up for the rights of the victims. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You have to write in code now, is what I'm saying, guys.
Well, can you crack that for me? Because it's complicated, this code.
I'm just saying, guys, if you wanna know what I really mean there, if you guys email us, Shannon, how can they contact you?
Man, it's like the Da Vinci code here. I think I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
The Donatello code.
Did Norm...
shit. We all know what the name of this episode is going to be. Just write it down, Shannon. If you want to know what I was really meaning by this message, if you wanted me to decipher the code, you can shoot us an email at
Shannon@gasdigitalnetwork.com.
You could also send pictures of your assholes and taints there as well.
No more body parts.
No more body parts. You know what they say. You know what they say.
What about cum?
No, yes.
Does cum count?
What about just pictures of cum?
No, yeah.
Did you see the guy that saved his cum for like 3 months or whatever and put it and just kept on coming into a jar every day?
No.
Google that. Get that up there.
How did you find out?
Now we're talking.
Just a picture of Harrington.
And an empty jar.
Rubbing his tummy.
Just his jar is awful dusty, isn't it?
No soggy beard
with
there.
No pants on, just a shirt. Ooh, I'm going to have a tummy ache.
How salty. Oh, bother.
Oh, shit. It's fucking Ralph is Eeyore, pissed off that he left cum jars all over the office. Oh, Harrington. Harrington, fuck you. I'm kidding. I like you now. We went through some stuff, me and Harrington. We keep on going back and forth. Because he, you know...
Well, you liked each other then, didn't like each other?
No. He loves me. He wants to be me. But it's...
Jesus.
He's insulin.
Yeah, he is. He needs insulin. He's got diabetes.
Ah,
thank
weak.
You. Thank you. He's a fat guy.
Does he have diabetes?
Do you? Harrington?
Do you have diabetes?
No. He said he's insulin. And then I made a joke that I'm
extra good.
I'm dumber than I really am. I do that a lot. So then people are like, "Is he that dumb?"
You're lowering the bar.
It's fucked up, dude. That's like one of my bits all the time, is being dumber than I really am. And I think people, they really buy into it.
I'll be honest, I had no idea what insulin meant. So I was,
I had no notion either.
I thought the guy was dying.
Yeah. Same.
But then it's also a good save when you do say something stupid.
No, I know.
No, that's the bit. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing: like Jim Norton made a whole character out of it. Chip Chipperson, right? The whole thing is he makes bad jokes, and then if they don't land, it's just a Chip Chipperson joke. But if it lands, then it's fucking great.
Right.
It's a fucking pretty easy formula.
Like, it's like you with your facts.
It's my whole life, dog. That's it. That's kind of what I do. I just keep on going for it. Keep on taking the shot, and people at this point know. That like, oh, Lewis says bad jokes. What are you fucking making that face for, Shannon? What are you rolling your eyes about right now? What is going on?
Look, we got.
Why am I being disrespected on my own fucking show?
Jesus, he made me look at it.
Studio.
Look at it.
Oh, the jars have come. I get it now.
That's a lot of cum.
Looks like clam juice.
Alright, take it off.
Mine would be green.
The secret of the ooze.
There should be a little tint of red in there now. If that was
if you've done a cum that much in 24 hours.
Yeah, that's months of cum.
3 months.
How much cum was that, Harrington?
That's gotta be
I believe
more than
it was
16 months.
Quarts.
No, but how many times? How long?
Three
did
months.
It take?
3 months. Yeah.
It was.
And what's impressive. We have any more information? How many times a day are we talking?
That's a lot of cum for
what age?
I'm really getting nauseous. I can't think about it even.
He's got to be young enough, right? To be shooting that much?
That's not an old man's cum. There's no way. That'd be darker.
I would almost feel like the cum would dissipate into the air.
I thought it would clump up like oil.
Plus, collecting your cum.
You know, in oil and water, I thought it would separate into segments of this part makes the baby, this part's the smell.
And then you gotta shake it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That is fucking nauseating. Cum, I feel so bad for girls. You gotta take that shit in your fucking mouths. Shannon, do you spit or swallow? Remember, it's a bit. You can't sue me.
We're not judging you.
Swallow.
You do swallow?
Yeah. Dirty fucking
solid
skank.
What a whore.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so much funnier than the accent.
No, it's not. If I could understand what he said, I would be offended.
Oh my God.
Do you not understand their accents?
I really don't like it.
Why? You can't say that to our guests, you fucking bitch.
Do you hear what he just said to me?
What? You didn't understand, I thought.
It had a bad tone to it.
You fucking coont.
You fucking cunt with your big fuck boobs.
Come here, cunt.
You don't like the accent?
No.
Really? I think a lot of women do like the Irish accent.
No, I don't like it. It's like abrasive to my ears.
I'll put out a Twitter poll right now. I'm going to find out. Do you
abrasive
like...
Abrasive to your... Wait, mine too. I didn't say anything bad about you.
Oh, no, yours is great.
Ah, thanks. See? The country one is good.
Yeah, so
good.
It's not actually what how I said it. It's what I said.
Wait, Nikki Glaser's on Dancing with the Stars this season?
Yes.
What? Shut the fuck up. Get out of town, Nikki. Good for you. Good for you, you bitch. No, I like Nikki a lot, actually. Let's see. Do you hate the Irish accent like Shannon? Like I'm Shannon Lee. Whoops. Thanks, Harrington. Yes. No.
I'm not going to enjoy the answers to this poll.
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, the people who vote are going to definitely be
anti-Irish accent. Everybody who says no, don't forget to subscribe to @mebit, smack me bitch up. I got my own podcast name wrong there. That was good.
That would be a big hurdle. Like if my audience, like right now, if we find out
didn't
that
like your voice.
90% doesn't like the Irish accent, it's probably, it's going to be counterproductive even to be on this show. I would say you probably shouldn't even come here.
10% that do like it, might be like a nurturing sound.
Yeah, but there's 90% if they hate their accents, then they fucking start like tearing them down.
There's not much to take down.
But is there ever, can you really hate an accent that much?
You're doing good. Look, I got four votes so far. 75% says no, I do not. Look, if you stay above, I would say if you stay at 70% or above... Look, only 70% of my audience likes me. Okay, so if you can keep in about the same percentages that I keep, you're fucking fine, doggy.
Get those numbers.
You're crushing it.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So what do we win now here?
What do you win?
Podcast 3D t-shirt.
You know what? Fucking you know what? If you guys stay above 70% throughout the whole show, Free Real Ass Podcast 3D t-shirt. You guys got to split it.
There's a vote no there, folks, would you?
Whoa, cunt. My fucking shirt is fire. All right, doggy?
If you get that shirt, you won't need jars to save your cum.
So, look, the norm thing. As young comedians, do you feel comfortable giving your opinions on these things at all?
Yeah, because nobody knows us.
We've got such a low profile, we can say the worst things ever.
But you think that, dude. I started Legion of Skanks and had a low profile.
Yeah.
We had a few hundred people a week listening to the show, and now there's a couple hundred thousand. So, and those things exist forever.
Yeah.
So just know that. That's a thing you have to know, especially now. The future is coming as well. All those N-words you throw, even your accents, you think it's cute.
Mm.
And they're going to fucking...
And it is.
In the Irish accent, it is. It is the best.
You know. It's the way you say the R at the end.
Yeah, yeah, nice. You gotta really.
What is that, a dance?
Fiddly D.
Niggerly D. Top nigger the morning to you. What? What did you just say? What did you just say? But yeah, it's coming. They're going to get us all. But it's okay because we will. This is why the internet is better than television. Mm-hmm. This is what's stupid, right? I know we're at a time when the Hannah Gadsby's of the world and the you know, this new wave of, you know, woke comedians are going to take over, and every network will be only booking comedians like that. Everybody from HBO to Comedy Central, even the, you know, Netflix will eventually go there. Everyone will be woke. But what will also happen is the internet will fucking rise up, and you will be able to go and get really good shit at a click of a fucking button. And I think it'll be sustainable. I think for guys that are doing real shit, there's enough. I look at kind of what you do with Trauma. And you guys are doing some crazy shit. You watch it. It's like, it's really fucked up. Like, when you look at the content, and like, it's like kind of like fucked up, like, content. These are horror movies, but they're gory. And, you know, you guys are going at, what's her name now?
We're pretty hard on the SJWs and the left on this one.
Yeah, what's the chick's name again?
Lindy West.
Yeah, Lindy West. Like, you're playing Lindy West in the movie, and you're half her size, by the way. And, you know, it's like, I kind of go like, you know what? There's enough fans out there that just want to fucking consume this shit, and they want real funny shit, that it's going to kind of all be okay. You know, it'll definitely figure itself out. If I was Norm, what I would do is, I wish I knew him. Because yeah. I'd be like, dude, go into a fucking comedy club, record your Tonight Show set, and just put it out on the fucking internet, yeah. Live stream that shit when you would be on the Tonight Show this week, yeah. And just say, cool, this is a set that I would have done, and watch how many more fucking people watch that set. More people than watch the Tonight Show. I guarantee you more people would watch it than watch the Tonight Show, and everyone would go, oh, wow, what a great piece of fucking content. What idiots. Mm. What idiots at the Tonight Show. What idiots. You guys are trying to silence. This is the industry now. Mm-hmm. Comedians who you want. I know you did. Who you want to be honest. Who you want to be finding the funniest shit. You know this. You know what I'm saying? They know it. Is it Jimmy Fallon? Is that who it is?
Yeah.
You know, Fallon's a comic. Okay? So. Well, I mean, he was.
Yeah.
To a certain degree. And Norm, he didn't apologize Norm.
But he wouldn't have the power, though, to say, he's just the middleman. It's the powers above.
Also, for some reason, I get the impression Norm seems like the kind of guy who probably is not put out by any of this.
She wouldn't give a
he probably doesn't care.
Maybe. I don't know. You kind of care. You know, he's got a Netflix show coming out.
It's blown up, but his fan base aren't. He's not going to really lose fans.
He's been fired by NBC before for saying crazy shit.
Did he delete his Twitter, or does he not have Twitter?
He definitely has it.
I don't know.
I saw him put up an apology. Not an apology. He said, if you guys thought that I was belittling the victims.
I mean, he's probably getting publicity out of this for his Netflix show, right?
That's the thing. Has Netflix responded to this stuff?
Hmm. Oh, there we go. Here he is on Twitter. That's right. It's MAC. Roseanne and Louis have both been very good friends of mine for many years. They both made terrible mistakes, and I would never defend their actions. If my words sounded like I was minimizing the pain of their victims feel to this day, I am deeply sorry. Yeah, I guess that is an apology.
He says, I am sorry. Yeah, I suppose. But there's an if.
Also, if you interpreted it this way, there is a spin on it that's like, well, you're interpreting it this way. That's obviously not what I meant.
Yeah. That is. Wait, so go back. I'm sorry.
But he's not even
that. Is sort of the words he used. He was like, I would never defend their actions if my words sounded like I was minimizing the pain of the victim. So yeah, there's a little bit of an asterisk there.
Right.
Look, I get it. He's got to do it. His agent and publicist said, dude, you got to put something out right now. That's that. But this is stupid. It's a stupid time we live in. So.
It'd be great if he just wrote, you cowards, at the end of the tweet.
Fags. I saw Ralphie May, like, a week before he died, he called somebody a faggot on Twitter, and I was like, good for Ralphie.
Yeah,
he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He just really, truly didn't give a fuck. That was awesome. All right, let's take a second to talk about Dimebags, which is one of the incredible sponsors of the show. You two fucking immigrants, you travel a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and I got to be honest with you, this company, Dimebags, They make some of the best bags I've ever seen in my entire life. Really stylish, beautiful backpacks. And I use two of them right now. I have one for traveling. I have one for the gym. But check this shit out. It's not just a backpack that looks amazing.
Okay? It couldn't be. It's called Dime Bag.
No, but here, check this out. They are designed for the pothead. I know a lot of people that listen to this show. They smoke weed. And, you know, it's not 100% legal yet. It's not legal everywhere, even though it was just recriminalized in New York, which is great. And they're getting rid of all these people that are being arrested for, and they're getting rid of all these cases. But the reality is, maybe your boss is a prude. Maybe your mom doesn't want you smoking weed. Maybe you're visiting home for the holidays, and you're like, I don't want my grandma to fucking smell my herb.
Maybe your kid just started kindergarten.
Maybe your kid just started kindergarten. You don't want to show up at his school smelling like a goddamn hippie. They have a secret stash pocket in their bags. The Omerta line is 100% smell-proof. The bags use a carbon filter technology and are high-tech smell-proof. They're made out of recycled polyester and hemp, making them extremely durable and eco-friendly. And they have padded bags. So let's say you want to go camping and bring your bong with you, because you're not going camping without your fucking bong.
No.
Boom, you get a padded Dime Bag. The backpacks are awesome. My entire training camp for the fight, I was using them because I was going to a really nice MMA gym, and everyone would look down on me when I opened up my gym bag and stunk the whole place up of weed. So I got it specifically for that reason. And you can go to dimebags.com right now, DIMEBAGS.com right now. Or click the link in the episode description and use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. You're going to save 15% off your first order. Once again, check out dimebags.com, dimebags, D-I-M-E-B-A-G-S.com, just like it sounds, and use the promo code RAP and save 15%. Plus, help the show, which is fucking, you know, the best part.
It's rewarding for you and us.
Yeah, seriously. Mm. You're going to get a bag.
Good deal all around.
Why not get a dime bag, you know? All right, let's get back into it. I want to also do a little bit of a follow-up to last week or Monday. We talked about Anthony Cumia versus Noam and the Comedy Cellar and Rebecca and that whole situation. And I ended up listening to the whole clip now. And I listened to Anthony's response to it as well. And what Rebecca had said about Anthony was that he wasn't... she was talking about Skankfest, and she said Anthony made a lot of people, I guess, feel uncomfortable with his presence at Skankfest, and that, you know, she didn't know he was booked, and he wasn't booked. It was Artie that was booked, and then he brought Anthony or something to that effect. And let me just make the record very clear. Everyone knew Anthony Cumia was booked at Skankfest. This wasn't a surprise. This wasn't anything. The people involved in the booking of Skankfest
I had a feeling he was going to come. When it said the Anthony Cumia show?
Yeah, and all the trailers. months in advance.
I had an idea he would be
months
there.
In advance.
You cracked the code. It was written in capitals.
it was a Lucia Gomez code.
It was written in caps.
I mean, he was on the fucking posters that were made way in advance. You know, the reality is me, Rebecca, and Christine, we booked Skankfest. Artie and Anthony, at the time, they were a show, and that was my booking. I went to Artie and Anthony. I wanted them at the festival.
Right.
Rebecca and Christine had no problem with this. I still don't think they have a problem with it. I don't think Rebecca had a problem with it. I think Rebecca is trying to take a political side and sort of be in the middle, and like, you know, which is fine. She's got to do what she's got to do as well. But, yeah, Anthony was very, very, very welcome at Skankfest. There was nobody weird about it. Now look, here's the truth. Rebecca has a different relationship with young female open mic comedians. And there's a handful of them there. There's people that hang out at Skankfest. Mm-hmm. It's very open to comedians. Comedians typically don't have to pay to get in. They can come in with friends. And so I don't know, did she hear maybe some young chick comics being like, hey, why is Anthony Cumia here? Didn't he beat up his ex-girlfriend who was an open mic comic at one point?
Right.
That very well could have happened. So I can't actually discount what Rebecca's saying there. Yeah. I don't know. But the presence of Anthony there wasn't weird. There wasn't anything. It wasn't upsetting anybody. Right. Anthony, you know, the reality is Anthony is a friend of the show. He's done Legion of Skanks many times. And that's also the same thing for the Creek in the Cave. I think Anthony goes to the Creek in the Cave, you know, hangs out at the bar afterwards. I don't know that young comedians don't go to Rebecca behind closed doors and go, hey, that guy, like, he makes me feel shitty. He says racist things on his show. Because those same people say that about Legion of Skanks.
Right.
They say, you know, these guys are fucking Nazis. And this. So if we're having open micers say that about us, then yeah, I think it's probably pretty fair to say that it probably happens with Rebecca as well. So now Rebecca's in a situation where her back is sort of against the wall because it's her job to, yes, support comedy, and she's comedians in the Legion of Skanks that are, you know, do these shows, but we're also bringing in people that are maybe making some of the other comedians that work her venue feel uncomfortable.
Also, but if you think about it, this is someone who, like you said, it was advertised everywhere. So are certain people just showing up to these things knowing that this person is going to be here so they can go and fucking complain about it?
Right, I agree.
It's advertised. You don't have to be there. Yeah,
I agree. Look, the Creek is one thing. People have open mics. Sometimes they're not checking to see who the guest is on Legion. Like, sometimes we don't know until the day of.
Right.
Fair is fair. And I want to be fair to Rebecca when I talk about this. And that's why. Because I think that from her perspective, I think her back is sort of against the wall and she's getting pressure from, you know, that side of it as well. And I think from her perspective, it's easier to go, well, hey, look, I don't have a relationship with Anthony Cumia or Gavin McGinnis. A show that I do have a relationship with does. So I can distance myself and say, hey, look, I don't invite them here. They're not at my venue. They're here. And that's that. So that's right. I think that's sort of what she was trying to get at, which is like, hey, it's not my choice. And it's never really been my choice to have these guys around.
Yeah.
When you have a microphone in front of you, you have to kind of pick and choose your words. And I just didn't think it was really right for her to kind of throw Anthony under the bus like that, considering the fact that Anthony is a guy who comes into the Creek. He's very generous. He tips very well. When Anthony is around, Anthony is a very likable, happy, charming guy. Mm-hmm. He's not a fucking, you know, a predator who's walking around like making people feel intimidated or uncomfortable. He says fucked up shit on his show. You know, we do. What do you want me to say here? It's like you have to either in the name of, you know, creativity, say, hey, people can kind of do what they do.
Yeah.
Or not. And I think that clubs, we are at a site now where everybody needs to somehow have a voice. The Comedy Cellar shouldn't have an opinion, right?
Yeah.
The Creek in the Cave shouldn't have an opinion. And they're throwing microphones in front of these owners' faces. And I think the owner should be going like, yeah, no comment. It's my job to serve drinks and put comedians on. It's just not my place. And it's kind of biting them in the ass. They're throwing Noam. By the way, Noam is very articulate and really smart in the way that he talks about the Louis situation.
Sure.
But everything he says, they take and they twist it on its head. And it's a weird thing. But I wanted to clear the air about Anthony and Skankfest because Anthony was booked on Skankfest. I booked Artie and Anthony. When I booked Artie and Anthony, Keith, it was right around the time they knew Artie could end up leaving. So he said, dude, there's a chance Artie could end up leaving. Just so you know, I don't want to book this and then have to. And I said, yeah, if Artie leaves, then we would just have Anthony and he could do with, you know, whatever he wants. And he ended up bringing Bennington on, who, and it was fucking great, you know? So I think that, it's a weird situation, you know? And I'm friends with Rebecca. I'm friends with Anthony. It just is what it is. You know, we have a blame society, blame the way people fucking react, everyone has a job to do here. And I think Rebecca was sort of put into a weird position as well. So I have to kind of catch Rebecca's back in the sense that I don't think that she was meaning anything malicious. I think she was just sort of kind of saving her ass because she's getting a lot of shit.
Well, it's her business.
Us.
You know what I mean? She doesn't want her business to go under because, you know, so she has to do what she has to
she's
do.
She's just trying to play it in the middle a little bit. Right. And, you know, she still has us there. She's never, and make it very clear, she's never told me I can't have anybody on the show.
Yeah. Mm.
Never, ever, never once. And if she did, I mean, that would be the end of us doing the show there. If Rebecca came to me and said, you can't have a person on the show.
Right.
I would say, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing the show here anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, that's not the way that I work. I don't have my partners that I work with that have a relationship with dictate what we do creatively. You know, the Gavin McGinnis thing is kind of a non-issue because we don't have Gavin on the show. So, you know, I guess if she doesn't want him in the Creek, that's also another thing as well.
We figured out Gavin was a cunt way before everybody
else. Yeah, seriously. I like Gavin.
We figured out Gavin sucked years ago.
I liked Gavin for 4.5 minutes. I was like, oh, dude, he destroyed an SJW on that video. That's awesome. And then he fucking started being a condescending prick to me. So, it is what it is. Today's episode is brought to you by Vuori Clothing. Vuori Clothing, amazing company. We specifically sought them out because they have some unbelievably nice, stylish athletic wear that's great for the gym, but could also be worn anywhere. I'm a dad. I am a CEO of a podcast network, and now a 1-0 undefeated mixed martial artist. I needed to step up my dressing game. This is the truth. I was coming directly from the office here at Gas Digital, going over to the gym, running back, picking up my kid, doing all this other stuff. I didn't have time to carry three different outfits with me. So I'll tell you right now, Vuori has unbelievable stuff. I've been posting a bunch of pictures as well. If you guys go on my Instagram, you can see a lot of the stuff that I was training in was Vuori clothing. This is a brand meant for those living an active lifestyle. The clothes look good. They feel good. They've got training shorts, active pants, shirts, and more. The sweatpants they sent me are hands down the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Literally. The inside of them feel like you're being massaged by kitten paws that have been declawed.
Okay.
Really, really bad for kittens. It's like imagine having your fingertips cut off. Jeez. That's what they do when they declaw a kitten. That's what the inside of Vuori sweatpants feel like, is declawed kitten paws. I really mean that. They're lightweight, they're comfortable, they look good, and Vuori is so confident that you will like their clothes that if you don't love what you buy, you can send it back, no questions asked, and the return will be absolutely free. So I recommend Vuori clothing, so go to their website, that is VUORIclothing.com, VUORIclothing.com, and use the promo code REAL25 for a 25% discount on anything you order. Let's get back into the show. Let's move on. Let's guess the news for a second. I want to talk about this.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Also, right now, we are at 68% do not hate the accent, 32% yes. Very close right now, right on that
70%.
Very close to getting a Real Ass Podcast 3D t-shirt.
Ringing me mates and everything.
Shannon, also, what are we up against today, by the way? No, do that after. I'm sorry. I'm all ADD. What the fuck? You got to do that in the beginning, Shannon. You got to remind me.
You also didn't do plugs at the beginning.
Shut up. So let's guess the news here. Henry Cavill. Do you know who he is?
No fucking idea.
Play Superman. Pull him up as Superman. Handsome
guy in the
man.
Wheelchair.
I thought he died.
Fell off. Did his he horse die? Yeah. Something. Yeah, he fell off his horse.
Christopher Reeves. No. This is the new one.
He's still rocking around, is he?
New Superman walking around. Very handsome man. Very chiseled.
Good.
He's got a butt chin though, which I you know what? I got to be honest with you. You got a butt chin.
It's almost hacky.
Zach, you got a little bit of a butt chin. You got a little bit of a dimple right there. You're ugly, though, so it's not like who cares?
That's just improving it.
Yeah, that's like the thing that's wrong with my face.
One of your chins is quite nice. I'll tell you that much about him.
Look, he's a handsome man, but does that not ruin it for you, Shannon? That fucking butt chin?
No, it doesn't ruin it for me. He's hot.
You're way in still.
Yeah, still in.
Yeah, the problem with you is you have low self-esteem. So you see a butt chin and you're like, okay, now fine. That it makes him more like me. We're not perfect.
Listen, no, his cum's gonna taste the same.
Yeah, it's true. So he is apparently stepping down from the role of Superman. No longer interested in playing Superman. I don't think anybody cared. He played Superman too cold, in my opinion. I feel like Superman needed to have a nice guy quality to him, where it's like almost like half nerdy, half like
it's innocent, know. Because he's from a different country, right? He has an innocence where he's all like noble and shit.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be from the Midwest, and he's from but he's an alien, and you know, there's something about Henry Cavill. It was weird. Am I wrong or am I right, Zach?
He definitely was. I think he was playing it more like an alien.
Yes. Okay, yes, that's a good way to put it. I don't like it. Either way, they're replacing him.
Right.
All right,
time to guess the news.
Any speculation on who's going to replace him?
This is what we're going to guess, my friend.
Oh, great. Oh, we're guessing his replacement.
We're guessing his replacement.
Is it a TV series or a movie? I don't even know what's
going on. It's a movie, here's the thing. It's speculated. Now, all I know is, I guess, that this is in talks. This isn't definitely the replacement, but this could be the replacement. In my opinion, this is a little bit out of fucking nowhere. This is kind of crazy. Who do you think? Denzel Washington.
Or one of the black actors.
What's call your man? Donald Glover.
There you go. I'll put money on that one.
No, he's Black Spider-Man already.
Oh, he is? Is he doing that already?
Did you guys hear already that this is a black guy?
No, but it's 2018. It's not,
just assumed.
It's not going to be a white guy.
We heard it was a black guy, but we just can't tell them apart, so we're guessing.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What the fuck is it?
I saw a picture of him. Couldn't recognize
50 Cent.
Being that Superman gets his powers from the sun, I have to assume this is the strongest Superman.
Yeah, it's the most biologically correct, isn't it?
He gets his superpowers from walking out in the sun.
So what are we...
That was a good one.
What do we think
it's going to be a black guy?
Well, yeah, that's the rumor. It's going to be a black guy.
Oh, it's Jordan. The young Jordan.
Yes. Yes, you got it. Michael B. Jordan is the guy.
Oh, shit. Fuck wow. Yes. We did it.
Michael B. Jordan, they're talking about making... And he was just in a superhero movie. He played the other... Look, Michael B. Jordan considered as the next Superman report.
Mm.
That's crazy.
That's so funny how we started guessing black guys for no reason.
Listen, I had one more person.
I had a suspicion.
Again. Black Superman. I don't know, man.
He was good in that the boxing movie Creed, wasn't he? Or was he good in that? It was a good movie, but was
he? I didn't believe him as a young Rocky. It made no sense to me. I was like, Rocky's an Italian-American. But right. You know what? Halfway through the movie, I found myself rooting for him.
Oh, I love that. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, not bad.
In all fairness, Superman's parents did give him up.
What has there ever been an iteration of
kryptonite is his weakness?
It's going to work is kryptonite.
Oh man, Superman taking the bus to save people.
has there ever been an iteration of the comic book that has had a black Superman? Who's
Steel? Steel was black.
What's Steel? Is he black Superman?
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal was Steel.
And what?
When Superman died, they brought in four Supermen. One of whom was a black guy with a sledgehammer in a metal suit named Steel. And they made a movie with Shaquille O'Neal.
So do you think that... Pull up the trailer for Steel with Shaquille O'Neal. I was going to rhyme, but that's how I feel. Sometimes I rap on the show, guys. Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it. Colin's on my side. He's the only, there's a line drawn right down this table. It's me and Colin on one side.
As soon as we started talking about black culture, everyone's like... Poop. You know, I'm the man with the plan, Superman.
Here we go. This is Steel. I didn't realize. Now, I thought it was spelled S-T-E-A-L because he was black. I'm not even lying. I really thought it was like, oh, that makes sense. Let's get some volume on this.
The Steel Man.
Shooting Johnny.
Thanks, Sparky.
Keep it going.
Moving the capacitor towards the stock really helped fix
it. You know, one of these guys was named Sparky. I would have thought it was Shaquille O'Neal.
Let's take a closer look, Senator. Bring that video over here, Bert.
On it, sir.
This is not a trailer. This is just the entire film.
No, leave it. I want everyone to realize what's happening now.
Check the amp.
It's not a trailer.
It's perfect.
We're just watching a section of the movie.
Alloy really kept the barrel cool.
Is the beginning of the movie, Zach?
Cool, just like you.
I can't remember.
Oh!
Yeah, he's flirting with this little tiny white guy.
Game! Without your big... You're super cock.
Look at him. He's racist as shit. Yeah, you giant gorilla. Keep your hands off my woman.
It's amazing weaponry. This was maximum power?
Is that what you were told?
Shaq's like, I'll show you maximum power, Senator. Yeah. He's just all sexual with all the white women. That's what Steel was just
what's
a fucking,
up, honey?
A superhero that cucks white men more powerfully than any of their black men. Personally made some
adjustments. What's with the coon over there?
What's his name again, that actor? All right, stop playing the fucking movie now. I was kidding, obviously, when I said just keep it going.
Did you notice that guy's black? The guy's wearing his makeup.
Yeah.
He's wearing his camouflage makeup.
Now, Senator, I don't want to make a big deal out of this. But there's a 7-foot Negroid standing right behind me.
These robo Negroids.
What happened? What would you say? What would happen if he decided that he didn't want to be on our team anymore?
Can we trust this guy?
Do we just let him
fuck them all?
What do we know about these people? Not only that, he's 8 foot tall. Where'd you even get a uniform
even restrained. He's just out there walking around.
Is this trainer nearby?
You're trying to tell me he didn't stand out when he landed in Kansas.
He broke free from his chains.
That's why a black guy can't play Superman. It's so unrealistic to have a black guy in Kansas, wherever it is. Yeah.
Can we see the actual trailer?
Yeah, that's the fault of the Soul Superman series.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
The weapons of tomorrow on the streets today. One man must stand up for justice.
We make our own kind of weapons to take out the ones in the streets.
His one weakness.
Stop the enemy without hurting them.
With a heart of gold, a will of of iron.
It's hammer time.
And a body of steel.
And a huge cock.
Where'd he go?
The Batcave?
Shaquille O'Neal, Steel.
That's supposed to be a Superman?
No, a superhero.
Did he just say the Batcave?
No, he was
his
saying...
one weakness, that free throws.
When Superman died, there was four replacements.
Dr. Free Throw.
That's good.
Steel was an offshoot of Superman.
It was a what of Superman?
As an offshoot.
Like a
there
spin-off?
There was Superboy, the Superboy.
That's what that should have been called. Superboy.
And one more.
All right, look at this. John Henry Irons, also known as Man of Steel, is a fictional character superhero in the DC Universe introduced in 1993 as one of the several replacements for the then-deceased Superman. Steel continued to be an independent superhero, blah, 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 blah.
Independent comic.
Yeah, dog. Let's see, the film. Let's see, is this it? No, there's no way. Death of Superman. Yeah, they're not really... Let me see. Oh, yeah, it is. Yes. What? That's supposed to be a fucking Superman spinoff?
Yes.
Do we think that they're going to make Michael B. Jordan that one? Because they'd have to. Here's a problem, okay? Mm.
No. Nerds. All the other superheroes would have to at least have that one moment like, weren't you?
Yeah. Taller. What? No, here's a problem, okay? Nerds aren't going to buy this shit. I remember Mike Lawrence... He came in here almost in tears. Almost in fucking tears because Batman was shooting people with a gun in like Dark Knight or one of these other ones. One of the ones when he was in the desert or whatever. Right?
And now Superman's going to hold the gun sideways.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's got his cape wrapped around his head like a do-rag. My do-cape.
Do-cape.
Look, Mom, is it a pit bull? Is it an SUV? No, that's just Tyrone Tyrell. He's rolling a blunt in the corner. Now, look, they'd have to because nerds wouldn't accept it. Nerds would freak out and be like, yeah, you can't just make Superman black. In fact, you know what? If you're a nerd and you want to call in right now and let me know how you feel about this, 573-GAS-LINE, 573-GAS-LINE is the phone number. You guys can call in right now if you're watching this live. How do you feel about a black Superman? Can you put, because look, our fans are also racist. Can you put your racism aside and just enjoy Michael B. Jordan? Because I had the same exact feeling in the Rocky movie. You know, can he do it? He did it. I thought by the end of the movie, I actually saw him being white. In the last frames of the movie, I was like, dude, I'm like, he's a white guy. Yeah. Holy fuck. This is crazy.
But wasn't he was Creed's son, not Rocky's son.
I don't know what you're talking about. So,
everything you're talking about. Yeah, have you seen the movie?
573-GAS-LINE is Creed's the phone son, number. Yeah. 573-GAS-LINE.
The movie was called Creed.
What's this called? Rocky's boy? I get to remember that.
Rocky's black son. Great feel, movie.
Rocky adopts a child.
How do you feel about a black Superman? Could you handle it?
Listen, I still won't watch it regardless of whatever.
Sure, I had no idea what you were talking about for 10 minutes before.
I never even heard of the last guy who got fired from.
I'll be on board. Let him do it.
Why not, right?
Yeah. Are nerds going to ring in? Go, hello, I'm a nerd. I'll hear this is my
they
opinion.
They will ring in. I'll tell you right now. Nerds prove them wrong right
people
now.
People identify as nerds.
I hope
days.
Someone complains about appropriation or something. It's always been a white alien. Now you're just getting a black guy to play it. What's going on in the world?
Yeah. I think that...
They already ran into a problem with the last Superman that they had to CGI his dick down.
Why, he had too big of a dick?
His dick was too big in the suit.
No.
We have one caller, Lewis.
There you go. Put him on.
Should be there.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what up? It's Irish Joey.
Oh, Irish Joey, what's up, kid? How do you feel about a black Superman? Is this too much for you? Irish Joey, if I see you... By the
way... sounds Irish.
You're on a show with Irish guys. You can't call yourself Irish Joey. Just call yourself Joey, asshole. Today's the day.
Patronizing cunt.
All right. Fuck this real Irishman. Bro, I think it's a fucking waste of time. Why is Hollywood not doing shit? Like, they have a black Green Lantern, but they made the white one. What the fuck are they doing?
Yeah. The wrong superhero, you're saying. You're saying there are black superheroes out there. Why not cast black guys in those roles?
Yeah, where's another fucking Spawn remake? What are these idiots doing?
All right, well, thank you very much, Irish Joey. Very strong good feelings.
Yeah. Representing Joey, good man.
Justice League has the black guys. Don't they have the cyborg?
Yeah,
I love her, like, naming, like, the few blacks. They have the guy.
Yeah.
They have one of the
characters. Justice League and we're like, there's no black people here.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
A bunch of black superheroes. Black Panther. Yeah. Black Panther 2.
the girl in
Aquaman,
the...
some sort of half-breed.
But why is it black? Is black
just... Well, no. He could swim.
Can they...
Yeah, exactly.
Do they have to go black or can they just go straight to, like,
Yeah, because
trans?
You can't go back. Shannon, can we pull up a list of black superheroes?
But why don't they make it?
I feel like Michael B. Jordan, why not just cast him in a black superhero role instead of making, you know, apple pie? Here's the thing, you think of America, right? You think of fucking grandma's apple pie. You think of fucking Superman. You think of beheadings.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Superman.
Storm. Yeah, that's right. Storm. Who's Bishop? I didn't even know he was a superhero.
Storm is from X-Men.
Yeah, right? Okay, that's true.
X-Woman.
Bishop, is he a member of the clergy?
Yeah, why don't we do
my weakness, little boys.
Why don't we do trans black Storm and we can do X-Woman and make it Michael B. Jordan?
It should be super person, you know? I don't believe in these labels anymore.
That's true. Batwing.
That sounds racist.
Super entity.
That is racist. I just love them wings. Call me Batwing. Black Lightning, Spawn, Static, War Machine, Static. Vixen. Yeah, there's a lot of blacks.
Black
guys. I gotta be honest
with you. Too many.
We ran
out pretty quick. Now we're at Moon Girl, which also sounds racist.
That's the Asian. That's the Korean. That's the Korean woman.
Black Moon Girl. It's a female.
Frozone.
It's a female version of Moon Cricket.
Frozone. It's a black guy that saves the ozone layer.
No way. Now she's getting really racist.
Frozone. Steel?
There you go.
Bumblebee.
John Henry Irons. Oh, they got a black superhero named Chitlin.
Man, Frozone, that's great.
So yeah, there's a lot out there. You know, Michael B. Jordan, look, I'm not being racist here, okay? Because I'm Puerto Rican. We can't be racist.
This is the most diverse lineup on this podcast you've ever had. We're fucking immigrants.
You are.
Do you want to take one more call?
Oh, we got another caller? All right, put him through. 573 Gasline is the number. How do you feel about a black Superman? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Ted from Chicago.
Ted from Chicago. How do you feel about this Michael B. Jordan possibly playing Superman?
Listen, I think in 2018, I think it's wrong for this movie studio to assume that he genders himself as a man. Superman identifies as a man. Maybe they should do a pansexual or female, you know?
That would be smart. But you can't call it Supergirl. You got to call it, like, what would they call it? Super day. That's fine. Jeez. That's okay. I like it. Okay, so you're saying take it even further.
That's right. I mean, this in this new era we live in, I think it's really inappropriate that they've gendered him, you know, and that he needs to, he or they or Zim or whatever you want to say should decide for themselves.
Ted, do you identify as a nerd? Because you sound like one. You have a nerdy tone to your voice.
You leave Irish Ted alone.
I'm a nerd. I'm not a comic book nerd.
No?
What type of nerd are you? Date rape?
You're general. What?
All right, Ted, thanks for calling.
Well, then I'm a nerd, I guess.
I'd say...
Ted, well,
I say
look,
book nerd. I wouldn't say comic book nerd.
But best luck with all those bottles of cum you have, anyway.
Yeah, Ted, enjoy your day. Stay safe out there, Chicago. I hear about the violence, so good luck, dude. I hope you don't get murdered. Have a good day.
I'm north of Cermak. I'll be all right.
I don't know what that means, dude, but that sounds dangerous. So have a good one.
Be careful out there.
Thank you, Ted.
Do you think a black superhero is going to increase sales? Or I don't think black people want Superman. Like, they don't want to have Superman on their team. They just want their new, like, Black Panther. Like, they don't want white people secondhand shit.
Is that
superhero.
Also, what do you think? Do you think the studio is kind of looking at the
this
success
is very
of Black
obviously because right. Black people saw Black Panther like it was fucking church. Exactly. Like, they're
singing.
Lock to it.
There's a white guy shooting them up.
They were really loud during it.
Yeah.
But it is kind
bad
of.
Snacks.
Do you know, I almost feel like, but while, it is kind of a transparent move. I don't think this is good. I don't think there's much.
Yeah, I think it's very transparent just going after black.
Well, they
dollars.
Say they might say all this stuff. Wasn't James Bond supposed to go black?
Yeah. And by the way, that is more, in my opinion, more swallowable.
Yeah, that's a much easier. he's a slick motherfucker.
I saw Shannon straighten up when I said the word swallowable.
I know, yeah. Flashbacks.
So
and that does that accent technically is... could make sense.
Yeah.
in some interpretations of who James Bond
is. It was going to be Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I mean, look, that was James Bond. What did it start off as? Did it start off as a movie?
It was a book.
It was a book. Okay.
Ian Fleming.
You know, that's fine. Look, I just think that people, there's nobody out there that's watching any James Bond film and going like, oh my God, this is not what happened in the book at all. This is fucking crazy. They've gone so far. Like, no, no, no. They don't care.
I think they might have run out of books at this point?
I'm sure they have.
They might have back in the 60s or the 70s or something.
Yeah. Nobody gave a fuck. Yeah. Nobody gave a fuck. There's no purists. There's no James Bond purists, okay?
That's because it was a book, not a comic book.
Yeah, there are comic books. These guys are crazy. You don't. I take advantage of that every year. I do this thing at Comic-Con called Laugh Button Presents It.
Okay.
And it's a fantasy draft pick game with where you have to pick your superhero team, like your best. You have to make your own like X-Men or Avengers team from all the superheroes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a bunch of comics. And for me, I don't fucking know shit. So I just go to the list of the top most powerful superheroes.
Yeah. Right.
It's out there. There's like 20 fucking lists. And then I pick all the guys that are like the best. And then I go up and I just list those guys. And then I shit on these fucking faggot nerds to their face. Like, I stand on the stage and I'm like, you're losers. You're all, everybody here at Comic-Con, you're a bunch of fucking losers. You're all virgins. I hope you all die. And then they have to vote for me because they're nerds and they will not vote for the not most powerful superhero team.
So you represent what they want.
Oh, dude.
In a superhero.
Oh, right. Yes. And then I tell them to their faces. And then I tell them everything. I'm like, yeah, dude, I already know. I tell them the whole plan. I lay it all out for them.
Yeah.
And then they still have to do it every single fucking year.
You go, who has the most superhero-like qualities up here?
Exactly.
And it's always Jay Gomez, king of the nerds.
Yeah. Fucking. But she's fucking...
What's a Puerto Rican man?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, what's
trying to say your superhero name.
Puerto Rican man?
Puerto Rican man.
The Flood.
The Flood. Spider-Man is actually the brown Spider-Man is not black Spider-Man. He's half black, half Puerto Rican. He's like a
brown Spider-Man.
Yeah, Afro-Rican. Hold on. Respond to this tweet with your real ass question. Sorry, guys. I got to do this out loud.
No worries, man.
Dyslexic.
We'll answer the best ones on today's show. Good. There you go. There we go. Done. Sorry, I forgot to send out that tweet a little bit earlier on. Michael B. Jordan has played a white superhero before in Fantastic Four a few years ago. He played Johnny Storm, who has always been a white man dating back to the 60s. Oh my fucking God, it's conspiracy. Michael B. Jordan wants to be white. Hashtag of the day. Bruh, bruh, bruh. All day, bitch. Hashtag of the day. Put it up there.
There's no way he's just a great actor and people are looking past race. That's impossible. This is some sort of a...
There's a conspiracy. He wants to be white. He's an Oreo.
Yeah.
He's what they call an Oreo. Do you know why they call it an Oreo?
Tell me.
White on the inside.
No. It's because they're delicious when you eat them.
Ah.
Race traders. Have you ever eaten a race trader?
No.
Delicious. You dunk them in milk. You're like, shut up, fucking race trader.
Where do I meet these? They hang out at certain...
I don't even care which race you're trading from. If it's your own race, just in any way. Okay? Stay with your own. That's the point of today's show as well.
Well, we're already...
That's why we had you guys on, because you guys represent...
The Black Sea Europe.
I was going to say that, but yes, that's also true. I was going to say you represent staying with your own.
Yeah.
You found each other. You didn't try to do anything outside the box. You're like, you know what? We need to be together. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think it's beautiful that you guys are fucking together.
Oh, we do too.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Not physically looking.
Wants to be white. There we go. Thank you very much, Harrington, for getting it up there very quickly.
Michael B. Jordan wants to be white. It already has 100,000 fucking...
Let's get some plugs real quick, because we had a little bit of time left on today's show. But let's get some plugs. Can we get some plug music, Shannon? Thanks. Appreciate it. Gentlemen, what would you like to plug?
Do you want to go first?
I don't know. Obviously, myself and Sean have our podcast, Smack Me Bitch Up, available on all the podcast usual places. Check it out. Comes out every single Monday. It's just the two of us, no guests, just talking from our point of view as foreigners in a fucked up country.
Yeah.
Trying to make in 2018.
I like it.
And that's it, yeah.
Here's one for you. We're gonna be in outside of Philadelphia at Parks Casino on the 19th. Oh, yeah. 8 p.m. start. If
September 19th?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. 1 week from today.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, guys, go see these guys live.
If you want to see me live, just follow my Instagram or... That's it. Yeah, I'll put up all my dates on Instagram.
Yeah, sweet. Same. So mine's Sean Efinity, and SeanyFinnerty.
Yeah.
Oh, you're missing a Y. Motherfucker.
Sean Efinity.
Listen, man.
That's because of the cum joke.
That's four people now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's the most important part of any.
But
any...
realistically, we plug all our dates on the podcast. Give it a listen. We honestly think we've started something great, and we genuinely believe that give us a year, 2-3 years, we'll be ranked up there along with yourselves.
Oh, sweet!
And committed to maybe come down, things like that. When people talk about good, real, edgy stuff, we totes edge.
Edgy alert! He said edgy. Kick him out.
Yeah. So they edge on the show. They jerk off. Not they don't just, come. Well, the whole time they're about to come.
And then eventually the when dicks. We come, we fill up about four jars full.
It's
beautiful. And that you can get those jars on your website.
Yeah,
for a discount if you use the promo code.
Edge.
Cum jars.
Irish Edge, boys.
Irish Edge.
The Irish Edge.
The Irish Edge is actually a great name for a podcast if you guys are just jerking off together.
Yeah. Also the Edge from you too.
That's true.
Yeah.
It does sound like it's a podcast about him or by him, but it's just two Irish guys jerking off.
Not to be confused with the wrestler Edge.
Zach?
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. September 21st, 22nd, 23rd, I'll be at NJ HorrorCon in Atlantic City at the Showboat. And starting the first week of October, doing a horror movie podcast here on Gas Digital, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Please tune in.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Well, I don't see the correlation there.
Guys, I'm going on tour. I got a lot of dates already confirmed. Tickets, I believe, are going to go on sale on Friday for a lot of these. The website will be up anyway. Confirmed right now, Tampa, Atlantic City, Philadelphia, Fairfield, Chicago, Miami, Washington, D.C. Let's see. Portland's looking like it's going to be a go. Working on more dates, guys. Working on everything. I will be announcing everything very, very soon. Looks like this Friday I will put up a website and all that other stuff. Also kind of sucks. The guy who said he owns Gomez Comedy, Shannon, he hit me up. And he's like, dude, I was the guy who bought your website. I'm like, oh, thanks. He's like, yeah, check the thread. I was like, cool. He was like, yeah, I never bought it. I was kidding. The son of a bitch. He was kidding.
He fucked you.
He fucked me right in my asshole. So now I'm back to square one. There is no more GomezComedy.com. That's never happening again. How much is it to buy it right now, Shannon? How much is the guy charging for it? Dude, if you use the bathroom, sit on the toilet. If you have to pee, just sit. Trust me. Fuck it. It's heated toilet seat.
Oh,
you got a
bidet. Hell yeah.
Wash your dirty Irish dick.
He'll do that in the sink.
Yeah, why not?
That's what it
does. Gomez Comedy on Instagram is the Instagram page. Luis J. Gomez on Twitter. Check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks. Believe you me, with UFC's Michael Bisping, we don't fuck around here on the Gas Digital
Network. Bisping's the businessman.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the fucking best, dude.
Yeah.
He's coming in next week. We gotta hang. Gotta fucking, Shannon, you know, he's coming in on next Saturday.
Bisping?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when we're recording.
So we're gonna do two shows. I think one Sunday, one on Monday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, guys. Make sure you check out all the other shows. Go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking. Positive review. Tell some friends about the show. Don't be a fucking bitch and sit on this shit for yourself. It's the greatest podcast in the land. The Real Ass Podcast. We're the only ones keeping it real anymore. Everyone else is a bunch of fucking phonies. Scumbags.
Cowards.
Anything else?
I think you covered it.
I kind of covered it, right?
Don't eat tuna.
Don't eat tuna. Shannon, we're going to do some scams on Friday.
Okay.
If you guys have any good scams, make sure you send them in, scamthatjew@gmail.com. There was somebody that came out in Boston, and they had a Scam That Jew t-shirt on. Yay. It's like one of like five people in the world that won that shirt. So it's pretty goddamn badass. Pretty goddamn badass. I want to look at some of Shannon's topics here, because I asked them to sort of help me produce the show. And every time I do it, it's just the worst. So let's do Shannon's retarded ass topic of the day. Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer, Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
That stinks.
It's great. I made that one.
Okay, so Shannon's retarded ass story of the day is baby removed from womb for surgery. Why isn't the page working? Shannon, it says it's not working. Oh, there it is. Babe, meet the baby who was born twice. And the way that Herring, or the way that Shannon said, the title of her topic is baby removed from womb for surgery, then put back in womb for remainder of pregnancy. The baby that was born twice. You can watch the video. That's fine. I don't mind. As long as it's not people talking about it. Margaret Bomer went from a routine 16-week ultrasound while pregnant with her third child. Doctor saw that her baby had a sacrococcygeal tetacaramaba, or a tumor. Why didn't you say tumor the first time, cunt?
Right.
The baby became more ill each day, and her heart began to fail as the tumor robbed her blood supply. Some doctors advised Bomer to terminate the pregnancy. But physicians at Texas Children's Fetal Center offered her another option, fetal surgery. So at 23 weeks and 5 days pregnant, Bomer underwent emergency fetal surgery. Ew! Ew, look at his bloody leg! If I was a doctor, pause it for a second. That's the moment that I would be like, I can't fucking do it. As soon as she was opened up and there was a bloody leg sticking out of her stomach, I'd be like, you know what? Somebody else fix this.
But they're like, surely you knew this before you went into the surgery.
No way.
I thought he just would come strolling out.
Where did you walk in?
There's
here,
a baby in there.
Where's his clothes? Someone dressed as baby.
Have you any experience in surgery? How did you get here?
That is so fucking disgusting.
Lewis is there with his cap on and everything.
In 5 hours.
I'm a real ass surgeon.
Real ass surgery.
Dr. Gomez, some decorum, please.
In 5 hours, surgeons removed 90% of the tumor. Ew. Ew.
What was that?
Then they placed the fetus back inside the womb and sewed the mother's uterus shut.
That was just a...
Oh man, that poor mother, man.
12 weeks later, weighing 5.3 pounds. Wow.
They cooked her for 12 more weeks. Fucking hell.
Put her back in at 8 days old. Lenny has another surgery to remove the rest of the tumor before going home.
So she went back in with still having 10% of the tumor. Didn't even finish the job.
Yeah, what happens now? Does the baby die? Is this a Does It Live segment? All right, go, Shannon, go. We need the follow-up. Does it live? Let's go.
Super baby. Massive. It has to be huge.
God damn it, Shannon.
Two birthdays.
Does it live or does it die?
Give me the follow-up, Shannon. I'm going to guess this baby is dead as a doornail. Oh, my God.
Anyone else want to guess?
I'm going to guess dead.
How long ago was this?
It was actually 2 years ago. I thought it was new news. Ooh, but it was 2 years ago.
Oh, it's not new news. See, this is how retarded Shannon is. She's literally giving us news from 2016. It's crazy. This is before Trump was president. Anyway, go ahead. What do you think? Does it live or does it die?
I think we've got a two-year-old baby on our hands right now.
Yeah, I think we've got a two-year-old baby and that tumor is going to get a Netflix special.
Listen, I'm an optimist and I want a funny ending. I'm going to say dead.
Dead, fuck that, dude. Dead, please be dead. Oh my God, I hate
actually
being
died twice.
They dug it back up.
Yeah, they gave it two funerals.
Shannon?
The baby's alive.
Fuck!
Jesus, is there no justice in the world anymore? 2018.
Fuck. Does it walk funny?
No. And it's happened more than once.
What?
The born twice thing.
That baby was born again multiple times?
What? No, in 2018 it happened again.
Oh, that baby had reconstructive vaginal surgery?
Does the baby at least have like a weird hip shed?
Horses do that.
No.
Head or something?
Shannon, have you ever thought about having your pussy put back together? Because I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there. But if I had to assume, it wouldn't be exactly the loosest or the tightest. Yeah, I feel like you're going to be a little bit beat up down there. And I'll tell you why, Shannon. It's not because you're a horse.
Does your insurance cover gathering all the king's horses and all the king's men?
Shannon.
Humpty dumpty puss.
Did you... Because you fuck these big, muscly fucking guys, okay?
Cunty dumpty.
So I feel like your vagina is a little bit...
Is there a stress test we can...
No, I also like almost never have sex.
What do you mean? Like, when you're with a guy, you don't...
No. I mean, I don't date. Like, I haven't had sex now in 6 months. Before that, it was 2 years. So there's not a lot happening.
They could have put a baby back inside you at that time.
Yeah. Well, with that huge vagina, it'd be hard to not put a baby back inside of it. If you walk by Shannon with a baby, there's a chance it's getting sucked inside of that fucking...
small infant.
You could be, where'd my baby go? Has anybody checked Shannon's gaping hole?
We could actually rent it out as a studio right now.
Studio C.
It's so funny. I have no idea about this woman.
Shannon, I don't know why. I just imagine that you're... But maybe she's a little bit fucking...
Is there a tie hole test?
Is there a tight?
There has to be a
Google. Is there a test to see how tight your pussy is?
There's got to be people with loose.
Well, you know what you do? You fill it with water, and then you spit that water from your pussy into a cup, and you see how much water filled into the cavern. That's actually a great way to do it.
I was thinking cement. Your way is better.
Put this. Put these tins of tuna up there. A couple of tins of tuna up there, and we see.
Is there a test to see how cavernous and long and not loose your vagina is? Because also, even the water test, that's really how cavernous it is. And I've dealt with some cavernous pussies. You get inside of there, and it feels like there's a lot of like.
So tight hole, but inside
the
room.
Yes, inside the
room. It's spacious.
I've dealt with that before.
Yeah. Like a railroad apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, yeah.
But,
or an igloo.
The tightness, it's almost like a separate thing. You would need some sort of pressurized dildo that would go inside of the puss that would feel the squeeze. It would have to feel, much pressure is being put
you
on.
Put something in there that can...
That you can make a mold of and then pull it out.
And do a couple of Kegels with like this.
You're not putting cement into Shannon's pussy. Stop suggesting
I'm just saying it's the only way to find out accurately.
No. Let's see.
The shape you're dealing with.
How do you know if you
a cat walked across it.
How do you know? Lewis and Zach. You can determine vaginal looseness by doing the finger check or the Kegel ball test. That's where you put a guy's balls into your pussy.
If a guy can get his balls in there, you're pretty loose.
For the finger check, you need to let a guy finger you. Did I write this? Who wrote this?
Listen, I'm not a medical professor, but I'm willing to.
Okay, let's see. Well, you can determine the vaginal looseness by doing the finger check or Kegel ball test. For the finger test, you need to slide your index finger into the vagina and see if you can feel it. Then two fingers.
If you can rattle it around like a fucking spoon in a cup, you're fucked. What are you talking about?
You lose your keys in there.
Bang it off the sides.
Then two fingers, index and middle, to gauge tightness as compared to one finger. Then you can slide in three fingers, middle, index, ring finger, hold together, and you can't feel that much. Then most probably the vagina is a bit loose. Okay, I thought this is not a medical website.
Yeah.
He goes, probably loosey-goosey down there, baby.
If you get three
if you can fit your fist in there.
I'm guessing.
Let's see. How loose is loose? Vaginal tone or strength is just like the firmness of the skin of our body or size. Some women are born with firm, well-toned skin, where some are more flabby. As for the body size, some of us are bigger built than others. Wow. So Shannon, can you do me a favor? Take
really
your index
quick.
Finger. Hold on. No, it's for science. Shannon.
Yes. Look, I have my camera doesn't work, so I can just pretend I'm doing it.
No, you're doing it.
I'm doing it.
Oh, you got one finger? Do you feel windows, anything?
These windows are soundproof, but the shame about the smell.
Shannon.
It's so hard not to double down and be meaner. It really is so hard.
Shannon, you have one finger in there?
Yep.
There's one. How do you feel anything?
I feel a little bit.
A little bit? Okay. All right.
I feel a baby's hand grabbing onto it.
Shannon, two fingers? Can you do in there?
It's a little rough to fit into.
Oh, really?
It's a little rough.
Okay. All right. Do it anyway. Cause yourself a little pain for us.
Okay.
Is it in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we got to get three
in. I can't
in.
Do with three.
You already tried to do three just now.
I've got smaller fingers.
Harrington just filled the jar.
Harrington, 3,000 marijuana cases back to 1996 being dismissed. How many of those are mine? You're scumbags. I can't go to Canada. Fuck you, New York.
What, you can't leave?
Not into Canada. I can't go to Canada or anywhere else in the world.
You had
really?
Yeah, because I've been arrested for smoking weed like a dozen times.
And just out of curiosity, any plans for an Ireland tour or anything like that?
I'm going to Ireland one day. I have a lot of UK fans.
You could definitely do at least one date in Dublin while you're on your way to the UK.
Yeah, I have a lot of fans in England from Believe You Me and Bisping. And
yeah.
I'm probably not going to be able to do it on this tour. dismisses thousands of medical marijuana cases. Yes. Yes.
Good man, I pray for you so you can...
Wait, are you banned from Canada for life?
I feel like that's got to go into play when
I think
I'm trying to get
it,
back
I think it changes,
Canada.
Yeah. Though. Right?
No, it's ever. You have to stay out of trouble for 10 years, and I just can't.
Right.
When, I can't not get arrested for 10 years.
When's the last time?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
No,
that
years,
is a long time.
I smoke weed like it is completely legal.
Yeah.
Like, right. I smoke weed walking down the street mm-hmm. like it's like nothing. Like, I blow it. Like, dude, it is. Yeah. I have gone so far off the deep end that, like, once every couple of years, some cop goes,
are
what
you
the
fucking kidding?
What are you doing?
And you're like, oh,
you're
shit,
on
I forgot.
A school bus.
Yeah. You go, oh, sorry. You want?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being rude. Puff, puff, pass. You're right.
Yeah, you're on a school
officer,
bus.
Officer Skip. That's what I call you. I'm kidding. Here, smoke it. No, but that's good, though, that we're fucking stopping, cracking down on people that are smoking weed. Who gives a shit?
When's the last time you got arrested?
Like fucking 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Reset the clock.
Fuck it.
Canada.
Do you think that, are you like a libertarian and like think that all, well, I think this is what a libertarian is, but all drugs should be legal?
Yeah, libertarians do believe that. And yeah, I do.
You think there should be any regulation? You think you should just get heroin in the bodega like you do now?
No, not in the bodega. I think that you using drugs should be completely decriminalized, meaning that nobody could, you know, literally nobody can go to jail, be put in a cell for putting something into your body. Unless you're injecting another human being with something they don't want to be injected with, I don't see how,
right.
You know, I think it should be against the law to tell people they can't do what they want to do with their body. I think suicide should be completely legal. I think that you should be able to fucking, you know, cut off your arm. This is like, yeah, maybe you're fucking crazy, but mm-hmm. it's your body. Do what you want to do. But yeah, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be. I don't think that they should sell weed in fucking a drug, you know, like a local supermarket or whatever. I mean, you know, right. It should be a place to go, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that you would.
Well, they already sell alcohol and shit there, right?
Yeah, it's sort of all the same shit.
What's the?
I mean, no, I don't want my kid to ever do drugs, but I don't think that it is the illegality of the drugs that is going to be the deterrent,
mm-hmm. right?
You know, for me, I never did heroin because my mom died of a heroin overdose. So for me, I never, you know, Shane, can we get like a laugh track or something when I say something that's sad? Just, didn't we figure out last time we did sort of sound effects?
It really takes a lot to teach you a lesson, right? Because my mother never died of heroin and I've never done heroin either.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
Well, you were on the fence?
Because there was none left in the house. She was greedy.
Didn't your dad die of stabbing? I've never been to a knife shop since.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, look, I do have a weird fear of being stabbed to death now.
Yeah.
That's not the weirdest fear in the world.
I have a strange fear of being stabbed. No.
Odd fear of being murdered.
But if I get into an altercation with a man on a subway train, in my mind, he could pull out a knife.
How many altercations?
When he pulls out the knife.
No, that's actually less real audio of my mom dying the moment she died. She released gas. Nice. That happens when you die. So we have that as a sound effect here that we throw out sometimes. Right. It's pretty intense.
Now we need another laughter
track.
Too much. Anyway.
That's how much heroin she did.
How many altercations? How many fights you get into on the train? Like,
not that many. I mean, I get into altercations a lot because I don't let people push me around, and I feel like I have to teach those people lessons that do try to push others around. Kind of like steel.
I don't really... I don't know you, but I know of you, and it seems like what you... What you consider people pushing you around is just general society compared to other people.
No. I'm talking about like...
I held the door open, this bitch didn't say thank you, and then you're just like, about to fucking upend this girl. I'm going to flip that pram.
It's more or less when the subway doors open and then there's a guy standing in front of the doors and he doesn't move.
Yes.
Right.
What I will do is I will kick him in the back of the foot, right? And act like it's an accident. And then from there, that will turn into maybe an altercation.
Oh, so you're getting off. He's trying to get on?
No, I'm trying to get on. He's just standing in front of you. Know when you're...
Oh, yeah. And they don't move. Yeah.
So every time.
Yeah.
If you are ever doing that, when I'm walking on, I'm acting like I'm just walking fast and not paying attention and I kick you in the back of your shoe. Now, it's one of a few different types of people, okay?
Right. Oh, it's one of a few different kinds of shoes. Timberlands.
No shoes.
Well, no, it's either a thuggy black or Hispanic guy who has nice shoes on.
An Asian in New Balances.
No, or a thuggy black or Hispanic guy that is wearing shitty shoes. So you have to sort of make your decision. It's always a thuggy black or Hispanic guy. Every single time. I'm telling you right now, yeah. Whatever it is. You know,
they're starting something?
They're the ones. No, those are the ones standing in the doorway every time.
Listen, I live in Queens, so I get the 7 train, and Asians are without a doubt the worst commuters.
Why do you say that?
Well, they don't give a fuck, man. They'll fucking pull down that mask, sneeze in your face, and then just go jump on a fucking chair. The Asians, they don't give a fuck.
You ever have one like crawl in under your legs pretty much just to get a fucking seat?
Because we're on the 7 train, goes out to Flushing.
Yeah, you know? No, I didn't know the Asians were...
I live off the R, so same...
Yeah.
Same issue.
Yeah, no, I live in Harlem, so I guess I'm dealing... I guess it's who you deal with, right?
Yeah.
So, but I think maybe blacks and Hispanics are more doing it out of like kind of being bravado, whereas the Asians are just... There's so many of them, they go, fuck it.
They're like, just animals.
Yeah. Just
like rats.
Yeah.
Fucking...
They're fucking great illegal immigrants, though, I've noticed. You know that? The Asians. You never hear about them getting their kids taken off them. It's only South Americans. South Americans suck.
They're slick. What is it about Americans them that they blend in so well?
Because we've been illegal. I don't know if you bleep that out, actually, will you?
We were both illegal.
We know hundreds of illegal people in this country. You never hear of us getting our kids taken off us. What is it about South Americans? They're so loud and they just make... Stop getting your kid. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Fly into Nebraska. Don't leave.
Stay under the radar.
I hope they show this segment as they're kicking them out of the country. Being like, they're so loud. Why don't they just shut up about it? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe there's something
to
do
that. Stop having birthday parties in public parks.
Yeah.
Well, I kick him in the back of the shoe. If it's nice shoes, you kick him in the shoe. If it's not nice shoes, you kick him in the ankle. You got to really take a quick look and see who's right in front of you. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, that's like for me, I'm creating some sort of justice for the world.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And is there ever a case when you look at someone and go, yeah, I'm not messing with this guy?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if he's larger than me, that's psychotic.
That's it.
I'm sticking up for these people smaller than me.
Yeah,
that I reckon I could squash with my mind.
Little bitch got to learn a lesson.
Yeah, you're not kicking steel in the back of his metal boot.
No, I'm not. Well, right. I'll tell you, I really recently turned a corner on that as well, because I remember there was a small like Hispanic kid playing music loud on a cell phone, and I hate that. And I was about to be like, hey, buddy, why don't you fucking, you know, you turn your fucking speaker off, put headphones on. Like, we're all, and nobody wants to listen to your music, right?
Right.
That's the type of guy that I am. And I stopped myself because I was like, ah, dude, this guy was bigger. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, and then I was like, oh, well, I don't want to fucking be a hypocrite, you know? So I was like, let me just fucking deal with the music. So I let him go.
Maybe you've matured since your fight.
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, we all learn. We all grow. That's the idea. Let's get some questions going, and then we'll wrap this one up. A couple questions on Twitter today.
Give me a fucking answer! 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question!
All right, you guys can join the conversation. Ask us some questions via social media. At FaZe William wants to know, have you read any good books on comedy writing that has helped you on stage? No, I don't think any book is going to help you in writing. I think it's reps. You got to keep on doing it. Like, you know, it is... Like anything else, dude, it is a weird thing, dude, because I ended up becoming a pretty good writer. Like, it was a slow process. Like, it was really difficult for me to sit down and actually, like, write a joke, right? Mm. But if you gave me a project right now, like, at this point, I've done, like, writing packets, I've done roast battles, I've done all of these different things, comedy knockout. That's just, it's this weird muscle that you exercise over and over again, and you start becoming better at it. Like, I'm a way better roast writer today than I was when we did the Big J roast back in the day. Like, I've done it now, and I sort of understand the formula a little bit more. So the same thing goes with comedy writing. It's actually doing it. If you want to be good at actually sitting down and writing for a couple hours a week, you have to do that over and over and over again. And after a little bit of time, you're gonna become better at it. If you're naturally funny, you'll become really good at it. For me, I was always working out jokes on stage. I would come up with an idea, and then I had a lot of stage time available to me at the time. So I would always work them out on stage, and that was always my process. So I didn't really get good at putting pen to paper and writing jokes that way. It was always like telling a shitty joke on stage and then trying to figure it out in front of people. So, yeah, I don't know if there's a book, but have you guys read any books that have helped with comedy at all in general?
No, I started a few of them, never really got far.
No. Yeah.
Nah, just put in the time.
Just do it. Just like fucking anything do else. It.
Probably, yeah, the same goes for every put in the work.
Yeah. Zachy, anything?
More screenwriting stuff. There's book Writing Movies for Profit by Tom Lennon and Robert Ben-Gurion's, the Reno 911 guys.
Oh, yeah.
Wrote a really good book about basically how to structure a movie to make it palatable.
Yeah. Well, that shit is going to, you know, the first time you write a script, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I know nothing about script writing. I know nothing about structure. That will really help. But stand-up
is definitely
stand-up's a little different because there's no one...
There's no one voice.
There's no structure for this. There's guys that do things certain ways. There's one-liners. There's guys that tell stories. There's guys that do crowd work. It's really about finding whatever is funny about you and being able to take it and bottle it, you know, for those 15 minutes or hour, whatever you're doing that night, and, you know, fucking shake it up and shoot it all over the fucking face of that audience, and then you rebottle it up again and you do it again. And that's got to be you. You got to figure out how to bottle you.
Yeah. All
right, great. Kenny H. Jello, blunt wrap of choice. I do zigzags, but there's a new fucking thing. What's going on with this blunt wrap tax? We gotta really break this open in the next show. $14 for blunt wraps now.
What?
Which is a pack of two blunt wraps. It's crazy in New York State. And I have a bodega in my neighborhood that still sells them for $1 for a pack of four. And it's illegal. And they try to sell them for $14, and then you gotta be like, Habibi, come on, it's me. And then he goes, oh, okay, just making sure. It's like in Chappelle, but half-baked.
Hey, black ass.
Hey, black ass. That's what I do now.
Nice.
I make him call me black ass.
Fucking rightly so, though. $14?
That's crazy.
Jesus.
It's fucking crazy.
What's going on with the world?
Let's see. Anything else? Anything else? Motherfucker, you want to suck my cock? Yes, you do.
Can we do a final check on the poll? Bitch. See if they got a shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. That's true. We could do a final check on the poll.
Lewis doesn't want to give us the shirt. I deleted it by mistake.
65% says no. 35% says yes. Guys, you do not get a free shirt.
Yeah. What did we say?
70% had to be on your side.
It's all right.
65% ain't bad, though. That's good. If you can get 65% of the audience, it's a lot.
It's all right. You spelled rape wrong anyway.
That's what I'm sure.
Let's see. Do we get one last question here? Let's see. One final question for the masses. Let's get a good one. Let's see.
I have one from the chat. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, but we'll save the one for the chat after this. Young Sad Boy 2002 wants to know, how much money would it take for you to drink one of those bottles of cum from the beginning of the show? Right now, cash on the table, whole bottle.
Can we get the bottles back up there, please?
How long do you have? Jesus.
Yeah, is it a time
I don't
constraint?
See that staying down.
24 hours.
You got 24 hours? You don't want... You want to get it done in 2 hours. You don't have to drag the whole day out of your torture.
All right, so you got a drink.
Do we get any food with this?
You get to pick the bottle, too. Which one you take?
Obviously, the one that's not full.
Zach must have one on the far left. We all get to pick one bottle. And go for it!
I want to know what was in the bottles before, because I'm sure it'll have a little aftertaste.
I got the one right of center.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, right of center is that's the clearest looking. You don't want the dark one in the middle.
Oh, jeez, that looks
smoky. Do you want some smoked cum? I got some bacon smoked cum here.
Dude, that is fucking...
How much?
So
let's just say we're drinking the biggest bottle in the middle.
Biggest
right?
bottle.
How much to drink it?
How much? The whole bottle. You got 24 hours to get it down.
Listen, I'm doing it.
You don't
it,
have
nah.
to chug it?
I'm doing it.
I'm beer bonging it.
There's no way.
ripping that.
Oh, shit.
But then you have to lick the inside of the beer bong when you're done.
How much? I promise you, mine's probably the least.
Another bottle of cum.
Do I get a subscription to this service?
Yeah. I said a napkin. Just pay me in one napkin.
I will do it for a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt.
Shannon, how much? Because you love cum. You said that earlier.
Yeah.
You swallow. You're all about it.
$500,000?
You're a fucking homo, dude. You're a homo and you have no belief in your ability as a comedian.
You were just waiting for someone to throw out a number and then call.
Half a million's way too low. You do that for half a million right now. I think I know enough gay guys that can collectively come up with $500,000 for you to drink that. Half a million's very low.
I don't know if they'd want you to.
It would have to be.
Thank Christ you said half a million is low, because if you had said that's too high, I also would have agreed with you. What are you guys going for? I don't want to get. What's the.
Listen, someone has to bite the bullet. What would you do it for, Zach?
What's the market? What's the going price right now?
I'm going to tell you the difference between these fucking poor Irish comedians who just moved here from their fucking poor countries.
They could not look any more Irish. It's hilarious.
And then Ralph, who.
That's insulting. That is so insulting.
A Jew who comes for money. It's a different. And I will
what are the odds?
I will tell you the difference. Ralph, look at these bottles right here on the screen.
Okay.
These are full of cum.
Now, cum?
Yes, cum.
Palestinians cum.
The second bottle is the one that's in question right now, the biggest one of all of them. How much money would it cost you, cash on the table, for somebody to.
Tax free.
Chug the whole bottle of cum.
All right, question. Is it guaranteed disease free?
Guaranteed disease free. Yep. Guaranteed.
But it's been tested. We could get one if you want.
Oh, guaranteed disease free. Quarter of a million.
right now, cash on the table. Ralph, they put the cash right in front of you.
In $5 bills. Yeah.
You have 24 hours to get it down to, so you don't even got to chug it.
$500,000.
Are you kidding me?
I would do it.
Fuck yeah. You the rich it. Jew would listen, do it for half a million.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm literally
saying. If Ralph saw that much cash on the table, he'd fill another bottle.
I really thought Ralph was going to say there's no amount of money.
No, I'd do $500,000.
$500,000 cash.
Do you have to chug it or can you do shots?
Harrington.
Can I mix it with something? Do I get to mix it in?
Harrington, what do you say? You got to swirl it around in your mouth.
Mix it with some eggnog.
It's like it's a wine tasting.
A million flat. I think a million flat is fair.
But listen, I'll tell you this, right? It's a million flat. We've agreed, okay? This Friday, get yourself prepped. Don't eat anything. You know, get yourself some fast. And then you show up and the guy goes, listen, I've only got 900,000. You're still doing it, right?
Yeah, well, you're prepped.
That's true.
You're drunk.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, yeah.
You got to do it drunk as well, right?
I mean, here's the thing. I agree with these guys. If I see 500K in front of me, I'm, you know, whatever. You want a leg? Sure.
There's no amount of money.
For you, no amount of money.
You're so homophobic, Lewis.
It's not homophobic, dude. I'm telling you right now, there's no amount of money.
How do you know you won't like the taste?
Can I tell you why?
Because you've tasted your cum before.
But you've never tasted 100 guys mixed together.
Yeah, that is also true. I think that's one guy.
No, it's one guy.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Can we see the guy?
Do we get
it? That matters.
It does. He's pretty enough.
He's been on the Lewis J. Gomez diet. It just tastes like tuna.
Look, this
I got mercury poisoning off his cum.
This is what I thought Ralph was going to say. I thought Ralph was going to say there's no amount of money. What we are doing here at Gas Digital, you know, I feel like we are going to be rich one day. I feel like we are going to, you know, there's not enough money.
This is a three bottle of cum of your business.
I mean, I couldn't imagine a half a million dollars being able to chug. A half a million would be like this cup, maybe. I mean, I guess.
Do what? I have to drink it all or can I spill some on me like Stone Cold?
Yeah, can you smash it in the cans?
Give me a hell yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's wrap it. Wrap it up. Let me begin. We have a meeting right now, right, Ralph?
Yeah, we do.
With the guy who's going to come in a bottle.
Jeez, you know his price now. You really...
Look, we're back on Friday with another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. Who do we got on Friday? Is it Matt Maron and Chris Crespo?
Yeah, Comedy Fight Club.
Comedy Fight Club boys are coming in on Friday to promote their show. We will have another great, amazing show planned for you guys then. Thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter. It's in the show notes. Follow everyone on Instagram. All that good stuff. We love you guys. Good night.
That's all, folks.